T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Meteorologist Andy Parker joining me this morning. Yesterday was supposed to be mostly sunny, Andy. It wasn't. Today is looking hazy again. We're hearing it's from wildfires in Quebec and Nova Scotia, but they're hundreds of miles away. What's going on?
Yeah, the sun was out yesterday, and it was not the clouds, but it was the smoke plume. And the fires that you're referring to, you're right, it's not just across the border in Toronto. This is well north of Ottawa and Montreal. You're correct in saying hundreds of miles away, up around the St. Lawrence River Valley. And it's the fact that we have the weather system that has set up across the United States, that same weather system that brought us those sun-filled skies and 80s and even a couple of 90s last week, that heat dome has shifted back to the west. So the Midwest and the Western Great Lakes, they're the ones seeing the record highs. And what happens is our weather system is actually now controlled by this low pressure, which is over top of, we'd call it New England, if you will, and it's spinning a northerly breeze across Western New York. It's grabbing the smoke from those fires and bringing it southward across Lake Ontario in these giant plumes, bubbles of smoke. If you imagine a campfire in your backyard, and occasionally that wind shift will take that plume of smoke, and if you're sitting too close to the campfire, that wind shift brings it across you, and you generally want to move out of the way. Well, that's what's happening. You've got a fire up in Canada, and when the wind shifts, it brings that plume across all of Western New York. We're undergoing one of those now. We're expecting it to lighten up a little bit later this afternoon, and that should free up some of that sunshine. It's still up there unabated, but the smoke is what's causing it to be hazy and really creating some eerily strange sunrises and sunsets.
Oh, right, for sure. But, you know, I just don't remember this being an issue before.
Well, for us, it really is a rarity because in the summertime, our prevailing winds are from the south and southwest. So these fires occur in Canada routinely year after year. But what's rare this year is that we have this prolonged period of northerly wind at the time that the fires are going. So you'd have to have, number one, the fires going. Number two, a weather pattern in existence that continually brings a northerly breeze. And the way that the weather patterns across the United States, think of musical chairs. A lot of times they keep changing every couple of days. Well, they've locked in position. And our position was that we were underneath that heat dome last week. This week, we're with this northerly wind, and that's what's pushing those wildfire smokes our direction. We had a bout of smoke earlier in the spring, but that was not from the same fires. Those were from fires that were burning in the western part of Canada, and it was much higher in the sky. It was a lighter haze, many thousands of feet up. This is actually a little closer to the surface, so it's more noticeable because these fires are a little closer.
Okay, that makes sense. I do remember those were Alberta fires in May. Is this also keeping our temperatures cooler now?
Yes, it is. When you start to put a veil of smoke in the sky, temperatures that should normally be with this type of weather, around 75, 78, we're knocking them down to 68 to 72. So it does take 8 to 10 degrees off of a daytime high. We should make it into the low 70s today as that haze should lighten up. I'm expecting another bubble of haze. You can see it on the forecast where we're going to get that next bubble of smoke in here tomorrow. And then the weather pattern shifts. The cooler air that's along the coast actually slides to the west. Thursday is not going to escape the 60s. I can tell you that is going to be the coolest day we've had in a while. Some folks are thrilled about it. Others are saying it's too cool for the pool. But either way, that's what we're in for. The whole weather pattern does shift and change once we start to enter the weekend. And I think we'll have a different weather pattern by the time we get to Saturday and then certainly on Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear. Do you expect more air quality alerts then until that time?
Yes. Well, from time to time, when the particulate is close enough to the surface that the air monitoring tools will recognize it, as opposed to just being a haze way up in the sky, if some of those smoke particulate are able to be measured by the machines that are at eye level on the ground, that's when those air quality alerts are issued. I would expect that we could see one of those happen for Western New York tomorrow. Right now, there's one in the Finger Lakes. We're in the clear at this point because we're going to find this current bubble of smoke moving away. So we'll find improvement today, but I would expect another bubble to cross Western New York tomorrow.
Yeah, I can only imagine if the smoke is this bad here, what would it be like closer to the fires?
Yeah, that's an evacuation level of smoke. That's what they've got there. And they're really dealing with the changing wind direction, and it affects their communities a lot more than just a haze in the sky as we're getting here. But you're correct in thinking that as you're closer to these things, it's a debilitating amount of smoke, where here it might be what would call it a nuisance. Up there, it's more of a life-changing event.
You know, it's been so dry around here, and I'm wondering if on your radar there's anything that's going to change that, because everything is so dirty, or you go out every day and there's just this film over everything. Maybe it's from the smoke, it's from tree pollen or whatever, right?
Yeah, all of the above. You're correct in that. And there's nothing to kind of wash it away right now. And it's the ground as well. So, I mean, if you've ever been to any of the baseball fields around here, one of the kids run around the bases and they literally leave a cloud behind you. So the ground itself is getting very parched and dusty. We're abnormally dry, which is what the first stage of a drought is, abnormally dry. And it looks like we will bring some relief. Thursday is a really good chance of some rain. And then again, as we get to the weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.